Hey everyone, devotion for May the 14th, 2020. Again, coming from Luke chapter 15 about the prodigal son, verse 22 and through 24. The father said to his servants, "Bring out the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. This my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to be merry. Now, how many of you remember having to give a speech, maybe in middle school and certainly in high school? How nervous were you? Now be honest, there's just us and a few billion other people listening. How many times did you practice? Maybe practice in front of a mirror and threaten to brain your little brother or sister because they kept popping in and annoying you. Yeah, it happened to me. Or, how many times did you practice while praying, "God, please let a meteorite strike our school. You don't want anyone to get hurt. You just don't want to go to school." Or Godzilla could come up out of the ground and just stomp around and, again, not hurt anyone, but turn over a few things and crush the building. Or maybe you prayed for snow in the middle of May or September. No one likes to give a speech. And even fewer of us want to admit, "Mom, Dad, I was wrong. I messed this up." Now, the son had spent a lot of time editing this speech and probably bought whiteout by the gallon, and kids today will never know the panic of not having whiteout or not having put the lid on it and it dried out, or worse, erasing a hole in the paper to type, but I digress, I know. He practiced his speech until he got it down. He wanted to use the right words, the correct phrases, to let the father know what he felt or what he wanted to convey. Well, what happened? The younger son never got to deliver his speech. Not in full, anyway. Now notice in the passage that after the son confessed his sin, the father went into action and put the wheels into motion to celebrate the son's return. Now this was a reason to celebrate. The father didn't need the seedy details of what all had transpired. Truth is, he could probably tell just by looking at the clothes, the dirt, the smell. But maybe he saw the scars, the bruises, the whelps. Maybe the worry lines that had begun to form on the young son's face, depending upon the amount of time. In 1 John 1, 9 and 10, we're told, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us." What is confession? Confession means to agree with. It means I agree with God that what I have done is sin. When we do that, when we agree with God, then God puts into motion the forgiveness and the restoration to full child status. The robe, the sandals, the ring, they weren't given to day laborers. They weren't given to servants. They weren't given to slaves, only to the children. The father spares no expense and wastes no time in restoring the son. If and when you sin and I sin, you don't need to prepare a long speech. You don't need a bunch of flowery language. You certainly don't need any self-flagellation. A broken and contrite heart is what is needed. The evidence of repentance is the returning. When you sin and confess, God wastes no time in restoring your relationship with him. Now, if you need help in setting your relationship right with God, contact us. in the About section of our Facebook page. Drop us a note in the comment section, and we want to get you some information that will be of help to you. You can email us at preacherjrj@gmail.com. You can contact us at 812-438-2361. We'd be glad to help you begin your relationship again with God. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.